Joe's Journey here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. And just coming out the gate, no weight loss, no change, no surprise. I walked a lot. 5 out of 7 days last week, one of my goals is each day is to get in 10,000 steps. I did that, but I ate like crap. I don't want to get into too many details with stuff, but I've got work things that are stressing me out and issues like behind the scenes. None of you guys, but just things that are on my mind that I'm worried about that are not resolved. I've got personal things like just family stuff, worrying about my mom and my grandma. And just in general, we all have life stresses. I mean, it's not like I'm the only one, boo-hoo.
Right.
But
for
whatever reason, I did exercise. I hung out with Pork Chop, my buddy Chad, and we did a lot of disc golf. I was sweaty, guys. Nasty.
Yeah, we saw videos on our Instagram story.
Did you kind of feel awkward? You're like, I shouldn't look at him this way, but man, it's glistening.
No, I never had one thought of that, actually. I said, I shouldn't look at it this way because I shouldn't throw up every time I see him.
Okay, now you're just overreacting. You obviously have some feelings. It's cool. We're coworkers, though. It can't go
there.
Yeah, no. And I'm married. But I ate like crap. And I feel like crap. It's obvious, but I'm really struggling to find the motivation just to get there and do it. I've done it twice in my life, and I go in this perpetual circle of I don't mind working out, even though everybody knows I'm a fat guy, and I'm like, well, I'm 388. That's where I was last week and this week too. I'm almost 400 pounds, but like I don't mind moving. I love physical activity. I love sports. I'm just really slow at it. But the eating, I cannot get in. I can't get in my zone. And I have all the tips, the tricks, the plan, the strategy. There's nothing new. There's nothing to be given to me that I don't know or haven't been afforded. But I don't know, guys.
You just can't get your eating under control.
No, because I was telling my therapist, it's like my dad was an alcoholic, and he drank to deal with his anxiety and stress. And the more I realize as I get older, I'm like, holy crap, I have so much like my dad, and I'm slowly probably killing myself by being this overweight. It's not good for the years I'm taking off my life with the pressure on my heart and all the other things like that. But if I was an alcoholic like my dad was with my anxiety, how bad it's been recently, I think I would have drank myself to death. Like, I definitely would have, like, had alcohol poisoning.
Right.
Now, I haven't died from being overweight and eating all this food for stress and happiness and loneliness, but I definitely know that it's slowly killing me. And I don't know, it's weird. I'm saying that, but, like, I'm trying. Like, today I woke up in a really good mood, and I feel so cheesy. And I'm not knocking if you do. I'm just saying this is how I feel with it. Trying to be positive. Like, I changed up my Instagram feed. I unfollowed some people, which God love them. I wish them well. But I can't have that negativity in my life.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
And it's nothing against them. But it's like, and it could be anything. Whatever's just not positive, you got to get that out of your life. And I did that on all my social media yesterday and started following positive things.
You are in control of the positivity and the negativity in your life. If you are following people who might not even be negative, but they make you think negative thoughts, they make you question yourself or anything like that, you have the unfollow button, you have the mute button, you are in control of what you see on that feed every single day, every time you look at that. And the same with an outlook on life. You might have to train your body to do it because it might not come natural, but even just the smallest things like, oh, I got a good parking spot. What a positive thing. Or, oh, it's sunny out. Like, what a positive thing. Finding those little things, you are in control of that. It's just retraining your brain on how to do it. And I think, Joe, too, I think it first starts with breakfast. It starts with breakfast every single day. Because if you eat a good meal at breakfast, it's going to motivate you throughout the day to eat better.
Yeah, and that's, you know, what it comes down to in general in life, but breakfast especially, is prepared.
Yes. Yeah.
Like today,
prepared.
I wasn't prepared. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to go have to grab something at the gas station, which costs a lot of money, by the way, compared to shopping. And it's not the greatest. Let's go to Molly. Molly just called in real quick. Hey, Molly, thanks for calling in to 833-563-2539. What did you want to say for Joe's Journey?
No problem. I was just calling to see if you've ever heard of the ketogenic diet or like a low-carb lifestyle.
I have. I think Dustin, who does afternoons here on Radio Now in Indy, I think he does that. He just likes to eat a lot of bacon, like that.
He's keto.
Okay, and here's my thing. Not knocking it. Whatever works for somebody works. Works for him. That guy's nice and lean. And I know people have lost a lot of weight. I tried it, Liv. Remember I did keto?
Yes.
And not saying it doesn't work, but for me, I don't know what the heck my long-term, real-life, non-diet lifestyle solution is. I know that having fast food every meal like I do is not it. But that's the thing. Did you try it, Molly? Did it have any results for you?
So I've been doing it since January of last year, and I've lost 85 pounds.
Dang!
Wow.
Way to go, Molly.
Okay.
And I was in the same boat as you. I've done everything. I'd done everything. And that was the first thing I ever felt worked for me. It was easy, and it's easy to stick to if you just substitute things.
I love that, Molly. Okay. Hey, you know what? Reach out to me on our Instagram, Radio Now AM Show, or if you want to follow me, my personal one is Joe Pesh Radio, because I'd love to talk to you more, too, and I'd actually like to have you on the air more, because one thing I want to take Joe's journey, not just about me, because there's going to be a struggle up and down, and I want people to actually like not give up on my journey, but I want other people like you, Molly, to inspire people, because whether you realize it or not, at least me, hopefully one other person listening right now, Molly, is inspired, and we don't even know your whole story, but I'd love for you to DM us and reach out, because I'd like to have you on the show again.
Okay, I definitely will. Thank you so much, and good luck with your journey as well.
All right, awesome. So, Liv, how's your journey going?
Liv's
gluten journey.
My gluten journey, not great. I must have accidentally eaten gluten or dairy at some point between, like, Sunday and Monday, because yesterday was very rough.
No, no.
Very rough on my body.
And that's how we conclude Joe's journey for today. We'll give you an update this time next week.